Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a surprise guest that's going to be in studio with us at the 2 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, 1 p.m. Mountain. We have Alfred Adask, demonized by the big 60 Minutes piece, saying that if you question any of this corruption, you don't like the Federal Reserve. They're putting out manuals to the cops that we first got over 2 years ago, saying if anybody doesn't like what the Federal Reserve's doing, they're enemy number one. We also got documents where the Army in plain clothes goes out to in the Fed protest. Nomi, it's very clear that these bankers know they've committed these crimes. They know they run our government, and they're trying to maneuver the government workers to be enemies of the American people that are awake.
And they support the highest leaders of our government, you know, which they don't just support. They pay for them to be in office and then to ultimately appoint people who basically maintain the philosophy. And they monger fear. They basically talk about these notions that, you know, again, back to the debt cap, that if we don't raise it, that if we don't increase our debt, that if we don't do more of the same, which is not helping the average individual on the street, that somehow it's going to be cataclysmic. When what was cataclysmic to begin with was the financial crisis that led up to the excess debt and the lack of, not just anyone going to jail, just the lack of any kind of structural change to the system itself, as opposed to just allowing more of the same to continue. In Matt's piece on Goldman, which was an excellent piece, noting that you know, this matter should now go to the Department of Justice. Well, we're talking about the same Department of Justice that investigated AIG for a nanosecond last year and decided that there wasn't enough evidence to bother to prosecute. You know, so we're talking about a kind of endemic unwillingness to really probe into what's wrong. And it's not that complicated. I've written books on it. Many other people have written books on it. It's not that complicated to understand that rules were bent and broken and sidestepped in order to create a financial leverage system that profited a lot, that imploded, and that now we are all paying for it.
And now they're building up, correct me if I'm wrong, now they're building up to do it again, and they're actually emboldened by the fact that they got away with the swindles.
They have more money, exactly. Right now, they're paying 0% on the money with which they can do it again. When they did it the first time, or the most recent time, before the 2008 financial crisis, you know, they were paying between, you know, up to 4 or 5% on money, and now they're paying zero. So, you know, and they're getting interest paid on reserves that they're keeping in the meantime at the Fed. So the result of this crisis was that they have more money to continue to do what they're doing. So, yes, they're emboldened, and they're also more financed.
NomiPrins.com is the website, NomiPrins.com, and we've got links to her up on Infowars.com. Again, NomiPrins.com, and tell us about your latest book.
Well, I'm actually trying to work on a book where I go back to the 100 years of what happened leading up to the Fed and how all the sort of lies that we've been told going back to their own documents and what was said publicly versus what was said privately over the last century. So it's a pretty ambitious work. It's going to take a while, but that's sort of what I'm working on now. And it's much more in-depth and historical than It Takes a Pillage, which was very much looking at the most recent crisis and some history that led up to it. But this will be more probing. I'm looking at some old Fed documents and other things over the last century to really piece together just what happened rather than talking about it to show the real evidence.
Well, in closing, we've only got 30 seconds, $3,000 night hotel rooms, the IMF and World Bank are taxpayer funded, and they're always lecturing us about how they care about third world countries. Meanwhile, they're caught by design imploding them. I mean, these are a bunch of pretty sickening people in your experience.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, you know, I used to hang out with people. I remember this in London, you know, sort of the same ilk where they would go into hotels and just basically raid the, you know, liquor cabinets and somehow fill.
We'll talk about it next time you're back, Nomi. Thank you so much.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, our guest is coming up here in a few minutes. His bio would take an hour to go over. As a lawyer, a nightly TV host in New York City, syndicated radio host, WABC, WOR, Premier Radio Network, I mean, you name it, Court TV, Air America. Everybody knows who Lionel is. That's why when I got to the new media seminar at Talkers, be the keynote speaker, and they're like, he's like, hi, I'm Lionel. I'm going to introduce you. I'm a big fan. I'm like, oh, I know who you are, but he gave me a pretty good introduction. But I've asked him to come on today with a little light entertainment to roast me, but he wants to talk about serious issues, but he says he doesn't want to make the audience mad. No, I actually like it. It's a sick thing. I've admitted it. Now, his stuff is lighthearted and friendly, but I actually, people that really make up outrageous lies about me, that's why I'm not going to sue the Dallas blog saying I work for Obama when they have no proof. They just say it's funny. So at a certain level, I really like it. So we're going to be I guess something's wrong with me, but it's fun to be roasted. We're going to be talking to Lionel of LionelMedia.com. here in just a moment. But for stations that just joined us earlier, there's this big controversy. Out of the thousands of videos out there, it's become a national story with the woman in Rochester and the cops saying, you know, it's not just get back. And she's on her own property, front yard, videotaping a cop stopping people and searching their car. And she says she's observing. They tell her, go and get back in your house. And she says no, but starts backing up, as they've said, and they still arrest her. So I thought I'd play clips where they arrest news people or threaten to arrest my camera crew or do arrest them in Pittsburgh. Totally polite, on a hill, videotaping demonstrations. Cops come up in riot gear and say, put the camera down, you're going to jail. And then the media is always, well, what was on the camera before that happened? Just any excuse to rationalize this. And the point is, when your police cease to be servants of the people and become thugs, you're living in a tyranny. It's very elementary. Now, going back to this clip from Truth Rising, this is Luke Radowski. With a few We Are Change members out there with a sign saying Larry Silverstein, said pull Building 7. And they've already been out there before. They've been harassed. The cops have come before. It's legal and lawful for them to be there. They even go and get the permit like they're supposed to. And here come private security people saying, we're going to say you have a bomb. We've called the police. The police get there. And the police agree. They say, yes, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb, and we're going to say your camera's a gun. And they grab it away and say, look, we found a gun. And they said, now leave, or we're going to charge you. So here are the cops involved in a fake bomb threat that's a violation of federal law under the Patriot Act. Here are the Silverstein people, at least the one guy, saying, I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to say you do, and it's going to be 30 days in the hole. We'll finish the clip, go to Lionel, but here is the audio and video. If folks want to see the video, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can see the whole film. Or, hey, go to YouTube. It's free at YouTube. But you might want to buy the DVD and support us at InfoWars.com. As I said earlier, sometime we've got to get some funds into this operation to continue so we can continue to expose things like this. So what's so important about this is now the New York police, at least this gaggle, Port Authority police, have gotten so corrupt that they involve themselves in literal official oppression, threatening to frame someone with private security goons that look like they came out of a Goodfellas movie on video and then don't even take the camera away. So they think this is just standard procedure, do it in front of God and everybody else. Here it is.
It's a public sidewalk, though.
Can I ask you why you're taking my picture?
I have every right to. You're in a public sidewalk. I'm a citizen. Hey, buddy, we were out here before, so I don't mean no disrespect.
Can you take your camera out of my face? Because you're disrespecting me by doing that.
So I'm not doing anything illegal.
And he's in his face right now.
I'm asking you politely, can you take the camera out of my face?
That's off, right? It's not, right? Come on, you got to shut that off, man.
We have every right to, though.
Huh?
We're not doing anything illegal. We have every right to.
Okay? You got to report what I'm saying.
When Ricky comes, I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
Exactly.
I saw wires coming.
Hit pause
out.
Right there.
He's got a bomb.
Now, if you just joined us earlier, I played the clip where they say Larry doesn't like you, or Larry Silverstein. And now they're saying, I think he's got a bomb. The other guy goes, oh, yeah, there is a bomb. Let's continue.
Bomb in his bag.
The guy even admitted, I know you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to say you're a terrorist, and you're going to spend 30 days in a hole before they really find out.
We're not terrorists.
Days. We're Americans, sir. We're citizens.
Well, you're right. By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
I mean, just understand.
There's no record what he's saying. Don't record what I'm saying. Hey, please, do that favor. He's still recording me. Come on, man.
You have every right to, sir. I'm sorry, but constitutionally, legally, you have every right to.
Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail?
All right, that's enough. As it goes on, then the cops come. They go along with the fake bomb scare, grab the camera, say it's a gun, but then they have another camera up down the street 20 yards away that catches all that. I mean, this is insanity. Now, this is probably the most evil video I've ever caught with police and private security working together out in the open trying to frame somebody. And he says, I know you don't have a bomb, but by the time they figure it out, you'll be in the hole for 30 days. I mean, like a gangster from a Looney Tunes cartoon. Hey, Bugsy, look what we did to him. Hey, get the cops over here. They work for the boss. Hey, cops, get him. We're going to say they got a bomb. How's that sound?
The cop, oh, that sounds good, Louie. Let's do it right now. We're going to show these people. They try to have a First Amendment in America.
All right, but the whole video is, again, in Truth Rising. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he is a lawyer. We'll get his take on that. into some serious issues, and about begging, perhaps a bit of a roasting. LionelMedia.com. He's a ex-prosecutor and criminal defense trial lawyer from the great state of Florida, or Florida, as he wrote a little joke there. And it goes on, old school country music devotee who worships at the altar of George Jones. Well, don't we all? And it goes on, talk radio host since 88, morning drive, afternoon, WABC, WOR, Premier Radio Network, Internet Radio, Court TV, Air America nationally, every talk radio format concerning the gamut of political and socio-political ideology. Watch nightly on New York's PIX 11, that's the big news station, where he gives news commentary 7 nights a week, hardworking guy. Broaching and addressing subjects no one in the mainstream media will ever think about, much less expose or explain. First Amendment constitutional strict constructionist, civil liberties warrior, one of the first in the media, mainstream media, to address TSA gate rape and gropings, focuses attention on the disintegration of the latter and spirit of the Constitution, the letter and spirit of the Constitution, the disintegration of personal freedoms, Fourth Amendment erosion, the systematic disintegration of Article I's war power provisions, systematic habituation to increased government intrusion and surveillance, political atheist and unapologetic realist, voted by Talkers Magazine, heaviest 100, most important talk radio host of all time, LionelMedia.com, and for public school educated folks like myself, LIONEL, LionelMedia.com. Lionel, great to have you on, my friend.
Alex, it is indeed a pleasure, and I've got to tell you something. Every day I have listened to your show, and I've listened for I don't know how many years, my blood pressure goes up. I actually physically, viscerally respond to this. I get sick every single day. You make me sick. In a good way. And I'm serious. There is not one show. There is not one day that goes by where I turn to my wife and say, what country are we living in? Number one. Two, where are the mainstream media? Where are these narcotized, zombified sock puppets? What are they talking about? Do you know that today, the big story is in New York. By the way, thank God you're not in New York for a variety of reasons. The president's here and Justin Bieber's here. That's it. And if you walked around and listened to local media news, you swear those are the only two things that are happening on the planet. In front of everybody, in full view, those are the stories. And I'm looking at your website and listen every day, and I swear to you, my blood pressure is going up, my diastolic is through the roof. I don't know if I can take this anymore. And I don't know how you do it. I've heard, and if anybody who's ever, you know, I study your show, Alex, I love it. And I've devoted a lot of time to it, and you've been a great inspiration for me and LionelMedia.com. And when I talk to Michael Harrison from Talkers, and we both have said, you've got to get this person on to introduce him to, you know, mainstream conventional talk radio, because what you were doing, excuse me, I don't mean to be laudatory, and I'm not trying to you know, blow smoke, as they say, or be fawning, and I meant this. When I introduced you in the Pantheon, in the history of radio luminaries, the people who, in latter day, have changed the face of this, you've got to give credit. Forget ideology or style. Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern reintroduced people to the AM dial. AM dial, prior to them, was known for two things, at least in most jurisdictions. One was, and the other one was, and it was like Spanish radio, or it was static, or you could tell when the lightning was coming in. They were integral. Add to the mix you and what you've done, and I mean it from the heart. You have redesigned and re-implemented a delivery system that the mainstream media folks better pay attention to, because this is not the future. This is the present. Disguised as a future.
Well, Lionel, what do you want to get into first? You want to roast me first? Or you were saying you wanted to talk about the Talkers Conference and the aftermath of that?
Well, I got to tell people. You've got to imagine this. Now, again, I spoke about this on LionelMedia.com, and Saturday morning, New York, it's first thing in the morning. Now, folks, you got to understand this. People are quiet. They're wiping the web from their eye. Perhaps maybe it was a late night. I get the bite and do my introduction, and they're sitting there with their bagels. You notice the people who are around the bagels and refreshment table, the schnorrers, as they're called, you know, getting it for free. So they walk and they sit down and say, oh, yeah, Alex Jones. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard of him. And all of a sudden, it was Elmer Gantry on speed meets Howard Beale meets whatever, and they didn't know what to make out of this. And I said, that's my boy. That's Alex. That's the way to do it. So anyway, as we were talking, people said, you know, and let me tell you something, and this is serious, and Michael Harrison of Talkers and others are paying attention to this. You know, Alex, as I get older, my hearing is getting bad. And I don't mean my auditory hearing. I mean I get bored real easy. So I need somebody to rev me up. And I'm going to say something. I have not listened to conventional talk radio in maybe 20-something years. Seriously, a whole show from anybody. It bores me to death. In fact, do not waterboard me. Should you ever want to torture me, Janie, don't waterboard me or stress the positions. Just put on any conventional mainstream media talk show, and I will tell you anything you want to know within 5 minutes. Just turn that off. It's white noise. It's blather. It's rote repetition. It is mind-searing, mind-numbing audio white noise. And it's, but you come along, and like I said, I'm as you can see what it's done to me right now. So anyway, so here you come along. And I told people, I said, what you have to do is, there are some moments of the Alex Jones Show, which I think are the most fantastic. I love when you say, get Watson on the phone. Now, that's the best. I tell people, pay attention to this one. Paul Watson, bless his heart, I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing. One time he was on his honeymoon. Barry Cocker, Paul Joseph Watson, just get him on the phone. And he's a very, very gentlemanly British young man, as you know, and you said, Watson! Alex, yes, listen, I'm in the middle of my honeymoon as we speak, Alex. I don't want to go into detail. All right, Watson, I want you to do something. Break this down, Watson. They're microwaving kittens in Moldova and selling them to Eastern European... Alex, I can't talk right now. I'd love to do this. All right, you make a point of that, Watson. Get on it right away, Watson. Right now, have it. And you hear the man pleading with you, please, Alex, just give me my honeymoon. And it's like, listen, we are on a mission, and we're going to get down to business, and you can have your honeymoon later.
He was actually in bed, and I wasn't thinking that I was even on radio. I was like, that was on radio? And I guess he's like, it's midnight, Alex. I'm in bed, Alex.
Midnight for you, but the info wars never stops. And I've got, seriously, let me tell you another example of why your story is so important. And I have told people about this stuff, and what you have done is you are, believe it or not, almost like NASCAR. You ever talk to somebody who's never heard of NASCAR? They think it's, I don't know, some good old boy goat roper in the middle of nowhere or like Smokey and a Bandit, and then they become aware of the enormity of it, and they say to themselves, where have I been? You're like that, and this other media are like that. You came along a while back with TSA groping. All right. So I said, this is not fair. Now, I am, as I said, as you said, an ex-prosecutor. That scared me more when I saw what people could do, Alex, in the name of us, in the name of the flag, in the name of government, in the name of law and order, the subjugation, little by little, the systematic subjugation of people's rights, and almost applauded to by people who don't know any better, who think they're supporting, you know, Andy from Mayberry, who think that they're supporting something. And cops are not bad. I mean, I was a part of that system. But anyway, but you came along with this TSA thing. Now, sure enough, my wife and I were in Tampa, my hometown. And everything was fine. We left. We're going to Tampa. Left Newark, and everything was fine. Coming through, sure enough, they look at my wife, who was most attractive.
Yes, I met your wife. She's quite the number.
She certainly is. And believe me, I'm the luckiest man on the world, or in the world, rather, or on the world. But anyway, so he looks at me. I'm going through the magnetometer. Aunt B's going through the magnetometer. Uber Pie, everybody's going through it. All of a sudden, this fellow looks at her and says, you, we want to give you this scan. Now, we had talked about this. And you had alerted me to this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is a backscatter radiation. This is Rapiscan. This is Chertoff, baby. This is not some mild, passive little... This is radiation, uncalibrated, uncertified, virtually unknown. I don't know what you're blasting at me.
And they're recording the images of her naked body.
Yes!
I mean, you know...
We knew all about that thanks to Alex Jones.
At least Hugh Hefner would ask her and pay her money to be in there.
Well, especially now, because as you know, Hugh's not doing too well in his personal life. Anyway, so sure enough, they do this. Well, when she dares to say, I'm not going to go through that, he, again, all of a sudden, it's like Sheriff Boss Hogg. It's like the Milgram experiment, Alex, the Stanford prison. All of a sudden, this glorified, sky-cap, federalized, I don't know who he is, all of a sudden, this guy's authority is being contested by some little lady, and he talks into it. We've got an opt-out. I mean, I said, I cannot believe.
It's like in Star Trek. It's like in Star Trek. Whenever the engine room is blown up, they're like running around. Alert!
I know. And I'm thinking, and people are looking at it. What has she done? And she says, "Why are you doing this to me? What are you doing?" Now, understand something. This is the most amazing thing. I said, now let me get this straight, Sparky. Let me get this straight, which is a great way to start off all cross examination. You're telling me that because she has opted out for this particular type of inspection, the very inspection of magnetometer, which you prefer in 99.9% of the time, that is not good. You must physically grope her to look for what? Now, of course, I'm taking pictures. I'm taking pictures, but thank God for the iPhone, unless Steve Jobs gets a hold of that and ruins that little ability to record life. I think it's called the First Amendment.
Yeah, they're now trying to have little spy systems that block you being able to record. Continue.
And, Alex, thanks to you. And I mentioned this on LionelMedia.com. I mentioned this on my nightly commentaries. People don't, and you must run into this as well. People think, you're making this up. What are you? You're making this up. Making it up. It's true. I wish I was making it up. So anyway, now later on, to give you an idea, I sent this to my friends. Have you ever been to Israel, Alex?
I know I haven't.
Okay, I've been twice. Now, let me tell you something. When you talk about real good at this stuff at the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, they could do, Alex, anything they wanted. And believe me, most people would say, you know, they've got every right in the world. They could physically search you. I mean, they could do internal searching if they wanted, but they don't. Even they don't do it because they put their emphasis on intelligence. But think about this. When you have somebody who used to be in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, this mega, Brobdingnagian, huge governmental colossus who goes into private practice or private lobby and all of a sudden has this unique ability to introduce these rapid scans. And by the way, there was a, I believe it was a Columbia University medical professor who said that especially areas of the head, which are very, very sensitive to this type of ionized radiation, which we don't know how strong it is, how we don't know anything about it, but this is very, very carcinogenic, or has the tendency.
Yeah, that's even been in the New York Times as 20 to 50 times what they first said. They're not calibrating them or even following federal law to have radiation tests in every month, and they gave Congress fake tests. And then, of course, on top of it, what about the workers that are around it? They're the ones that are really being fried, but, hey, why do they care?
Let me tell you something. I told this guy one time. I said, let me tell you something, my friend. Believe it or not, I said, these people don't. You're a young man. I don't blame you because you could, you know, Alex, you look at these people, and I don't think they go into this wanting to be, you know, stormtrooper-esque. I don't want to bring in Nazi imagery. I don't think they start off like this. But what happens is, let me tell you something. My friend, does the word Agent Orange mean anything to you? What does thalidomide? How nascent? How comatose are you? One of these days, you're going to find some walnut growth in your axilla or your armpit, and they're going to deny, and you're standing there. When you get an x-ray at the dentist, they put something on your lap. They don't care about you. And what's happening, Alex, and this is the most important, it's tragic, but it's true. There is this thing. It's almost Skinnerian. The systematic habituation the ratcheting up of more and more control, more and more submission, subjugating your rights, relinquishing your rights for a common, for a better good, terrorism, for this notion of being safer. And what happens is, and forget the, you know, the fraud.
Lionel, stay there. You'll tell us what happens on the other side. We'll get into a bunch of other issues. As a former prosecutor, we'll get your view of people being arrested for videotaping the police.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Cultures go through cycles, and we are in a very deep cycle of decadence and corruption, mixed with nuclear weapons, bioweapons, high-tech surveillance, television brainwashing. We're all living an experiment here. And as we went to break, Alfred Adask was making the point that his maxim is, it is American to not trust your government. Well, that is as American as apple pie, but that's alien to some new listeners. That shows how domesticated many of us have become. Alfred, please continue repeating what you said. You have the floor.
You look at, I mean, the genius of the American Constitution, and there's things to complain about it and maybe some flaws, but as originally drafted, the genius is that it's an anti-government document. The reason we have separation of powers is so the three branches of governments fight amongst each other and don't fight with us. The reason we have the right to keep and bear arms is to protect us against the government. The reason for freedom of speech and freedom of the press is not so we can read gossip about what they're doing on the New Housewives of New York or some damn thing. It's about telling people what someone saw in the government. Somebody saw something, the government's doing something wrong. Talk about it. It's intended, every bit of that. The reason we have elections every 2 years. If we really trusted the government, why don't we just elect these guys one time and they stay there until they die? It's because we give them 2 years at the max, at least at Congress. And you better watch your step or we'll throw you out. Every bit of that Congress, every bit of the Constitution was designed to protect us from government. They recognized it's a necessary evil, but they did not trust the government. Let me read a section here from the, there's a preamble to the Bill of Rights. And it explains the purpose of the Bill of Rights. And you can look this up on the internet. It's not usually published, but you can find it. You can go to the internet and just enter preamble to the Bill of Rights. And you'll get this. And it's only, I don't know, 50, 100 words, something like that. It says, resolved by the Senate. It says, the conventions of a number of states having at the time they're adopting a constitution expressed the desire, in order to prevent misconstruction, abuse of its powers, meaning the powers of the Constitution, that further restrictive and declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Those declaratory and restrictive clauses are the first 10 amendments. Their purpose is to prevent abuse of the Constitution. Who could abuse the Constitution except federal officers, officials, and employees? The only people who can abuse the powers of the Constitution are the people who have them to exercise. And that tells us that the purpose of the first 10 amendments was to protect the people of the states against the federal government. They didn't trust the government as far as they could throw it. They said, we got to have one, but we don't trust the SOBs. And what's the reason for the Second Amendment? To protect us against the federal government. It says so by implication right there in the preamble to the preamble to the Bill of Rights. And it's what I tried to talk about on that 60 Minutes interview, and they brought me in because I said, oh, the purpose of the Second Amendment is to shoot people in the government. And I said, yeah, and here's why. But it's not intended to be a license just to go out and start shooting cops and judges and whatever. It is the means of protecting yourself from despotism. If and when the government becomes despotic and tyrannical, it's like it says in the Declaration of Independence, it's your right, it's your duty to throw off that government. The Second Amendment is the means to throw off that government. If the government becomes despotic, Second Amendment kicks in. It doesn't mean you go shoot every cop you can find. That's never been my point. But the point is, if they are despotic, Second Amendment.
And like it or not, I was sent the internal FEMA footage from Kansas City in 2000, where FEMA gets up in front of cops and firemen and teaches them the founding fathers were terrorists, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence is an evil document. They are openly saying in some of these federal documents we've gotten that those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, well, the cops have sworn an oath to that, and now we have the Indiana Supreme Court. I don't know if you saw that ruling, but the lead judge said cops can come in for any reason or no reason at all. There is no Fourth Amendment. This is open despotism. This is open evil, and the police more and more are caught just pulling people over, stealing cash out of their wallets. You heard me run through that raft earlier, and now on the TSA website, Blogger Bob, the official voice of them, says that Texas, it doesn't matter what you say, we have Article 6, Clause 2, prevents states from regulating the federal government. I mean, that is on its head, claiming that the Commerce Clause, the Supremacy Clause, gives them all this power only in the issuance of currency, only in the Navy, and only in protecting the borders. I mean, why even have states if they're so busy? I mean, look at till 1913, the states' legislatures voted and picked the U.S. senators. That shows the power of the states. They ran the Senate. They ran the veto. And now they're telling us states have no power. We will stick our hands down your pants, and we don't care if the state of Texas unanimously votes, in one of the houses to say, don't stick your hands down people's pants. Well, that's already illegal. And the feds laugh and giggle on a blog about it.
Well, there's reason to believe that what passes for state government right now may not be state government.
Yeah, 1933
territorial government.
Yeah.
It may be a territorial government, and under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the federal constitution, the Congress has exclusive legislative jurisdiction over the territories. I strongly suspect, I can't prove it, but I strongly suspect that what passes for Texas today in the they presume it to be a territory rather than a state of the union. Part of the reason for that, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, says in part, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Now, how does the government of the state of Texas function without gold and silver? The Constitution has never been amended to eliminate that clause. And it doesn't apply to territories, and it doesn't apply to federal
government. It's a territorial script.
Yeah, that's right. And they have, by taking the gold and silver out of circulation, I think what they've done is they've rendered the de jure government of the State of the Union, I think they've rendered them insolvent and unfunctional.
Well, no, what you said
and
is true.
They've replaced them with some sort of a territorial setup.
No, they created the state police in 33 under federal auspices. They went and financed it. Basically, as part of the federal receivership, and they took territorial law that had already been perfected out west and exported it as the federal model. It's not just your theory. I've read in the federal rulings where they talk about force majeure, force de jure, admiralty law. This is how they're operating. It's how the cops seize cash out of your wallet when no drugs or no arrest is made. They're operating under the federal mandates. As state police, as part of their agreements with the feds to get 80% receivership back of the money if they go to the feds and not the state, now they're operating under admiralty.
Yeah, the world
we'll
is
continue.
Well, let me give you, here is a cause dear to my heart. I was sued by the Attorney General of the State of Texas for $25,000 a day. That's $9 million a year for the manufacture and distribution of a controlled substance. It's not cocaine or methamphetamine or any of that. I was fiduciary for a trust that leased some equipment, just tables and chairs, to a corporation that was manufacturing colloidal silver. Huh? They brought me in as the last of seven defendants. The case started in 2001, lasted until 2007. I was the last one added. First three defendants hired attorneys. They paid them $160,000 for defense. All they did is drive them into bankruptcy. First three defendants went into bankruptcy. Two of them, husband and wife, divorced, split, they're gone. I got involved in this and read the relevant drug laws because that's what we're charged under. And under the Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 431.002, subparagraph 14, it says drug means articles recognized in the official United States Pharmacopoeia, yada, 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 articles intended or designed for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. And the first time I saw man or other animals, I thought, why, the damn fools, I don't even know what they're writing. The phrase means they presume man to be an animal.
No, that's an inside joke by them. But let me expand on that. They put last year in the Food Safety Act, written by Big Pharma, they gave $17 million in just a one-week period, written by Big Pharma and Big Agribusiness to shut down local farms and ranches, Codex Alimentarius, that entire European Union, EU Act, would be implemented, and luckily it's been defeated so far. But Europe has now implemented, and you can pull up the headlines, hundreds of herbal remedies, vitamins banned from over-the-counter sale. And so, yes, they are saying that under this, they've had SWAT teams raid aloe vera farms. Because
that's exactly right.
These people are mafia. It's very simple.
We found it in 23 separate laws at the state and federal level that applied directly to our case. I realize the significance. You can't declare me to be an animal because my Bible says at Genesis 1, 26 through 28, on the sixth day God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals. As a Christian or a Jew and probably even as a Muslim, the government can't declare us to be animals without violating our freedom of religion. I made a religious freedom defense. I created a religious freedom defense to this case that the Attorney General had spent almost $500,000 on in 6 years. And I drafted a religious freedom defense to this, and I said, you can't call me an animal. Your law doesn't apply to me. And they dropped the case.
Let me stop you. Feds win 98% of the time now because they have special kept juries. How did Alfred Adask defeat these demons?
Well, we advance because here's the point. This law, this definition that defines man to be an animal, and the drug law, it's also found in the definition of medical devices. It means, just thinking about drugs, the war on drugs is based on the presumption that the people are animals. The war on drugs gave rise, started by Nixon in 1971, gave rise to most of the modern police state.
And what do they say in The Godfather, which is a globalist love it because everything's a message? The mafia is sitting around and they go, we're going to start bringing narcotics in. Don Corleone hadn't let us do this. And Don Corleone says, I'll lose all my judges and police. They'll deal with hookers and alcohol because they like that, but they don't like heroin and cocaine. Yeah. And the mob boss says, only have it in the colored areas. They're animals. Let them lose their souls. And when you get into globalist doctrine, they believe we're all animals and dumb.
That's exactly right.
It's social Darwinism. We deserve this. So they're saying, and you mentioned this is in federal states. I've seen it as well. Read it again. We are animals, they're saying.
Man or other animals. We found 23 separate instances that applied to our case. Laws at both the Texas level and federal level. We found it in five other states where we looked. I presume it to be true in all 50 states, or at least the vast majority of them. Last night, I got an email from someone in Australia who's been visiting the website, and he's seen the articles I have on man or other animals, and he's looked at the Australian law. The Australian drug law also defines the people to be animals, which tells me that this business of presuming the people to be animals is not confined to the United States.
No, it's not. It's a legal fiction that they've created that they then run everything through, then we, through contract fraud, explain that to people. We sign on. We now agree as indentured servants. A lot of my family came here as slaves, white slaves. They were indentured servants, 7-year, 14-year deals, whatever they signed on to. You come here, and then they make you buy everything through the contract from the company store. They have a strong man that keeps you under their control. You never basically get off the plantation. In fact, many historians broke down that white slaves or indentured servants were worse off than blacks because the small 2% that owned slaves that were black wanted to take care of their property. But white slaves were even worse than that.
I understand. This issue is powerful because, for example, our Declaration of Independence, principles this country is built on. Second sentence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights only attach to men and women made in God's image. They don't attach to animals. Third sentence of the Declaration says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of government. When they say that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, they're telling us that in the vision of the founding fathers, the principal reason for government was to secure to every man, woman, and even unborn child those God-given unalienable rights which attach at the moment of your creation, not your birth. Under the Declaration of Independence principles, if you're recognized to be a man, a woman, or even an unborn child made in God's image, they can't abort you. You become the master. If you are endowed by God, that's the foundation for sovereignty.
That's why they changed. That's why they changed the definition to fetus. That's why Frank Herbert's book, This Globalist Philosophy, is that the secret cult group then puts you through a ritual to decide if you're a human. They see everyone else as animals. That's what Albert Pike wrote, that most people are animals, steak on the table to be eaten. This is really Illuminati philosophy.
Absolutely. And this is important, powerful stuff. Again, if this goes out and people understand it, the reason they dropped this is it's political dynamite. The police state is built in large measure on the drug laws. The drug laws are built on the presumption that the people are animals. They can't stand in front of a jury and tell them, we think you're all a bunch of animals. They can't tell them that. If you can draft a religious freedom defense against these people, they have to back off. Because if this goes public and you get a case like this that goes all the way to the Supreme Court and they have to admit that the people aren't animals, well, they lose the war on drugs. They lose much of the police state. They lose the prison industrial complex. All right. And of course, big pharmaceuticals are built on this.
By the way,
this
Alfred,
is a
what you've
huge
said
story.
Earlier, I interrupted. Go back to the fact that us not being animals made in the image of a creator, and people don't believe in that or not. The point is that's the law system. That's the precedent, is that we are made in the image of God. We are the, you know, the sovereigns on this planet. And so the elite can't be above us. We have inalienable, basic, organic, galactic rights.
Well, that's exactly right. See, what people don't understand about sovereignty, the reason the king of France was sovereign was because he alone had the divine right of kings. He became king in a church ceremony. He got his rights directly from God.
Coronated.
All the rest were subjects because they did not get their rights directly from God. In our country, when it started out, it started with an incredible, profound concept. They said, no, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, not just the kings, the individual kings of England and France and Spain and so on, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. With that statement, they made each of us an individual sovereign. It's borne out in Chisholm versus Georgia, 1793, Supreme Court of the United States declared this is to be a nation of sovereigns. Without subjects.
Well, this is the fight.
God. That makes the government our servant. If you and I are sovereigns, the government is our public servant. If you and I are animals, the government is our master.
And notice they don't use terms like public servant or peace officer. It's law enforcement. It's official. It's authority. This is just nothing but modern slavery where they are above the law, they don't pay taxes, they do whatever they want, and don't follow our original just laws, and then they make unjust laws for us. This is the essence of tyranny.
They say we have to obey their law, but they don't have to obey our law. And again, the hierarchy is God's law, number one, we the people, our law, number two, and that's the constitutions of the states and the federal government. And finally, we have the government's law. That's number three. They say we're always subject to that, but they don't want to be subject to the people's law. This is this is cause for a shooting revolution if they're not careful. If this goes badly, we're going to have an American Spring rather than an Arab Spring.
Alfred Adass, let's talk about that when we come back. Powerful.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We'll be right back.
some kind of way out of here. I'm going to have to get Albert the Task back on very soon. I've heard his show off and on over the years, read Annie Scheister. Even one time, I think I wrote an article got published in it, I can't remember. The point is that he's been around for a long time fighting tyranny. We got him for 5 minutes in the next hour. Then our surprise guest is going to be here any moment now with some very good news for everybody. So stay with us for that into the fourth hour of Overdrive. If your local Amber FM doesn't carry it, Infowars.com. First, I want to tell you about the National Inflation Association. For two-thirds of Americans getting ready to retire, Social Security will be more than 50% of their income. And for 22% of upcoming retirees, Social Security will be their only income. With massive inflation wipes out the purchasing power of American Social Security payments, retirement in America will become a thing of the past. And we will see millions of retired senior citizens re-enter the workforce, combined with the millions of government workers who will soon need to find new jobs when the dollar becomes worthless and the government goes bust. It will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the videos tab to see the breakthrough documentary film, The College Conspiracy. Again, that's inflation.us to watch the film today. Now, continuing with Alfred Adask. Alfred, we are at a crossroads. The quickening's here. The system is trying to break our will. And we've seen police chiefs in New Jersey and Maryland say in public statements, get out there, break their will, wear black masks, scare them. You know, Fox News headline, police chief admits they want to scare us. The TSA, first take your shoes off, answer questions. Now we're going to squeeze your genitals on the outside. Now we're going to go inside. We're not going to change our gloves. I mean, they know that if they can get away with that, they're desperately trying to break our will and train us to basically be prisoners.
I agree. They're trying to, and that's exactly the point then is you can't allow that to happen. But most important thing is you can't succumb to fear. They're trying to scare us, but here's the truth. The police are outnumbered about 300 to 1 in this country. It's only about 0.3% of the population that are police officers. Same thing with the military, about 0.3% of the population thereabouts. I mean, even if they brought all the military back and they combined them with all the police, they're still technically outnumbered by at least 100 to 1 on the basis of adults.
And what's happening is they're running around trying to get everybody to be spies for them. Spies, we're not hiding. We know who the crooks are. And the average cops that I talk to are waking up. The military's waking up.
Sure. You know, and on one level, this is not an us against them, meaning us against the police. The police are standing on the breach on this thing, and they need to make up their mind, who do they serve and protect? They've got that motto, we serve and protect. But do they serve and protect the government, or do they serve and protect the people of the United States? They'd better understand that the government regards them as nothing but disposable, you know, cattle.
Kissinger wrote a book and called our troops dumb animals.
That's exactly right. And they will dispose of them fighting with us. The police really have a lot more in common with the people than they do with their employer. And certainly they can't afford to go to war with the people. You can't pick a war where you're outnumbered 100 to 1. You can't do that. You're not going to win this. And I don't care what kind of weapons you got, you can't do it. 100 to 1, bring your best weapon, we'll bring our bricks. You understand? Here comes 100 bricks coming at you.
Well, I've seen that with Vietnam, Afghanistan, anywhere. And the biggest contributors of the military in 2008 were the military to Ron Paul. But at the same time, the system does need to know they're in the wrong. We need to quit licking their boots and being afraid to call them out, because the police everywhere are violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They are enforcing stuff that isn't law.
I agree. And it's part of the reason why the object is not simply to go out and get yourself a firearm or a dozen firearms and a bunch of bullets. You have to understand the reasons for a rational application of force. You've got to pick up and understand the fundamentals out of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Say, wait a second. These are principles. We're not talking about just picking up a gun and shooting out the window.
Stay there. You must have reason. That's what Indiana just said. We can do whatever we want to. You can't resist.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.